It is a warm summer afternoon across eastern New York and western New England, and you can really feel that heat when you're out in that sun, which of course is very intense this time of year. So temperatures are up, but the humidity has actually dipped a little bit. We have dew points in the 50s in many spots, so the mugginess is not much of a player right now. That is going to change in the coming days as the humidity levels will go up. And we have some hot weather coming up, especially mid to late week, so there is the potential for a heat wave. Right now, there's the potential for a few spotty showers and thunderstorms through late afternoon into early this evening. The most likely areas to see this scattered thunderstorm activity will be in areas south of the Capital Region. And there is the chance that a couple of these storms could be on the heavier side with lightning, downpours, gusty winds, and hail. These are spotty in nature, so not everybody is going to see them. And again, the most likely areas will be south of the Capital Region. Tonight, any of those showers and storms will wind down. We'll see temperatures drop back into the 50s and 60s with just a little bit of humidity. It's not going to feel especially stuffy tonight, and some areas of fog are likely to form as the night moves along. And as we move into tomorrow, a warm front is going to approach from the southwest, and at the same time, high pressure will build across northern New England, and that's going to turn the wind more to the southeast, and that is going to bring the air in off the ocean. So we're likely to be stuck under a deck of clouds tomorrow, especially from the Capital Region on south and southeast. It's a little more likely that we will break into more sunshine to the north and west of the Capital Region. Of course, where you are in respect to those clouds will determine how warm it is tomorrow. Under the clouds, it'll be in the 70s to around 80. Where the sun breaks out, temperatures will be in the 80s, and there is the chance for a few patches of drizzle or some showers or even a passing thunderstorm tomorrow, but it doesn't look to be a total washout. Then we really start to build the heat midweek as we could make a run at 90 degrees starting on Wednesday, and that's likely to continue through at least the beginning of the weekend. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy with patchy fog, a low of 56 to 62. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, more humid, a chance of scattered showers or thunderstorms, with highs in the 80s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, any showers and storms will end, variably cloudy with patchy fog, lows in the low to mid 60s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, more humid, a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, with highs in the 80s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, any showers and storms will end, variably cloudy with patchy fog, lows in the low to mid 60s. And for tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, some showers or thunderstorms, humid with highs in the 70s to around 80. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, any showers and storms will end, variably cloudy with patchy fog, lows in the low to mid 60s, and tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, humid, highs in the 70s to around 80. Region-wide on Wednesday, partly sunny, hot and humid with some showers and storms, highs in the 80s to near 90, and on Thursday, hazy, hot and humid with some scattered storms, highs around 90. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.